إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، we begin as always by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. My brothers in Islam, sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are those portions of this earth that are beloved to Him and those portions of this earth that are disliked by Allah Jalla Jalalu. Our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned in a hadith collected by Imam Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. That the most beloved of places to Allah, the most beloved of land, the most beloved of places to Allah are the masajid. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. And the most disliked and hated of places to Allah are the marketplaces. And this is because غالباً, on most occasions, the marketplaces are خالي من ذكر الله تعالى. They're empty of the remembrance of Allah جل جلاله. They're empty of تلاوة القرآن. They're empty of الاذكار. They're empty of الصلاة. They're empty of these places. So the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mentioned in those places. As for the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they have been established لِإِقَامَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The purpose for which they have been built, for which they are maintained, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that very reason for which you and I have been created, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed, we did not create jinn kind nor mankind except that they should worship me. Illa liya'budun. Ma uridu minhum min rizqin wa ma uridu an yut'imun. We do not want from them provisions. We do not want from them food and drink. Inna Allaha huwa ar-razzaqu. ذو القوة المتين. Allah, He is the provider. He is the most powerful. So Allah Jalla Jalaluhu created us for His worship. And for that worship, we have been ordered to establish houses of Allah. Masajid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the greatest rewards, from the greatest actions that a Muslim will partake in is attaching their heart to the Masjid of Allah. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, as it is reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, collected by Imam Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَا يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْخَطَايَا وَيَرْفَعُ بِهِ الدَّرَجَاتِ. Should I not inform you of what will cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to erase your mistakes and to raise your levels? قَالُوا بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The companion said, of course, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره. Completing the wudu, performing the wudu على المكاره. It's cold outside, but you have to perform wudu. Even though the time is a time of difficulty, you perform wudu. وكثرة الخطى إلى المساجد. The abundancy of your steps to the masjid. Walking to the masjid. And the further you walk, the more mistakes that Allah Ta'ala removes from you. The greater Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala raises your level. وَإِنْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. And then remaining in the masjid and waiting for the salah after the completion of one salah. فَذَٰلِكُمْ الرِّبَاطِ. That is what firmness looks like. That is the definition of firmness. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslim lands, when you visit those lands, and for those that are residing there, the masjid is central to society. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going to the masjid is not a difficulty, because the masajid are abundant, big and small, in the marketplaces, outside of the marketplaces. Everywhere there are masajid, and you hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being called. You hear the muadzin. And you hear them calling to the salah, and it is not a difficulty. But where we reside and where we live, to implement these ahadith is more difficult. And it requires a commitment from ourselves. Many of us, we only come to the masjid on Friday, Yawm al-Jum'ah, that's it. And then the masjid does not see your face the rest of the week. Any masjid doesn't see your face the rest of the week. And this is destructive to the heart. It's destructive to the heart. Because entering into the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it compels you to remember Allah. It compels you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you ignore the masjid and you refrain from the masjid, then it becomes more difficult to remember Allah in your daily affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding the masajid of Allah, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the masajid of Allah, the houses of Allah in the Quran. These are homes in which Allah's name is mentioned. These are homes in which Allah is glorified in the morning hours, in the evening hours, throughout the day. The masjid is the house of Allah. You walk into it, either there is the establishment of the salah, or there is a dars, or there is tilawat al-Quran, or there is the dhikr of Allah, or there are majalisul ilm. These are the defining characteristics of the masjid. Tell me one other place on the face of the earth on the face of the earth that has this characteristic. That every time you enter into it, every single time you enter into it, either someone is praying, or someone is reciting the Quran, or someone is making dhikr of Allah, or someone is learning about their religion, one other place on the face of the earth in which this is the defining characteristic of that place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people. Those people that attend the masjid. He says, رِجَالٌ. The very first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the men. رِجَالٌ. It is the men. The houses of Allah, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. Allah has obligated upon the men to offer jama'ah in the masjid, in congregation. As for the women, then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said regarding the women, there was a sahabiyya. She came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and she said, O Messenger of Allah, I love to pray in your masjid. I love to pray in your masjid behind you. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he advised her, and he said, know that the masjid of your people for you is better than my masjid. And the hallway of your home is better than your people's masjid for you. And your room is better than your hallway for you. So as for the women, then it is better for them to pray within the secrecy of their homes, within their bedrooms. And if not in their bedrooms, if they were to pray outside of their bedrooms in the hallways, then that is better for them than praying in the masjid. In the masjid of their vicinity. And to pray in the masjid of their vicinity is better for them rather than going to a masjid which is far away. And with this, the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, do not prevent your women from going to the masjid. Even though the salah for them is better in their homes, do not prevent the women from coming to the masjid. So he forbade us from this action. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentioned that for the morning fajr salah, the women would go out from their homes and they would pray in the masjid. And they would return and it would be so dark that no one would know that they were women going back home or not. But in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, رِجَالٌ. And then he says, لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. These are men. Then Allah ta'ala gives characteristics of this men, of these men. Meaning these characteristics that are being given, they are characteristics of manhood. This is defining characteristics of what a man is. This is important. This is important. Because in life, Allah Ta'ala has created us as men and women. And Allah Ta'ala has given the men characteristics that the men need to live whole, pious, and righteous lives that are of benefit to them and their family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created women with characteristics. And they are in need of those characteristics to be wives. As the men are in need of their characteristics to be husbands. And they need these characteristics to live whole and pious and righteous lives and to be contributing members of society. They need these characteristics. Partially why we have issues in our life is because the characteristics of a man, the man no longer wants to have the characteristics of the man because it's heavy. It's too heavy. It requires work. It requires fatigue. And you get tired. And the same thing vice versa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he describes the characteristics of men. He says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. These are a people whom business, buying and selling does not turn them away from the remembrance of Allah. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. It does not prevent them from establishing the salah. This is from the characteristics of manhood, that you remember above all else what is most important, what is the key to success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse, Surah At-Tawbah, He describes the characteristics of those that maintain the masajid of Allah. They are maintainers of the houses of Allah. They are maintainers of the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whom are they? He says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Indeed, the maintainers of the houses of Allah, they are those that believe in Allah and the last day. This is the very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. Who are the maintainers of the houses of Allah? They have an aqidah which is salima. Their aqidah is upright. Their aqidah is based upon Quran and Sunnah. They believe in Allah. They believe in the last day. And they believe in everything else which lies between there. They have an aqidah which is firm, based upon Quran and Sunnah. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. These are a people who offer the salah and they give the zakah and they do not fear except Allah. So the maintainers of the homes of Allah, the houses of Allah Ta'ala, these are those that join together between aqidah and amal. Between ilm and amal, between knowledge and action. These are the ones that maintain the houses of Allah. وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They don't fear except Allah. They're not fearful of except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. So it is these people that shall be from amongst those that are guided. These are the characteristics that you need to be from those that are guided. My brothers and sisters in Islam, know that our interactions with the masajid, with the mosques, there are particular adab, there are particular characteristics and manners that we need to have when we are dealing with the masjid. And from these manners, rather from the very first of these manners, is having al-ikhlas, having sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, He says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Indeed, the masajid, they are the houses of Allah. They are for Allah. So do not supplicate to other than Allah. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and collected by Al-Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullahu ta'ala, مَنْ أَتَى الْمَسْجِدَ لِشَيْءٍ فَهُوَ حَظُّهُ. Whatever reason for which you are coming to the masjid, that is what you're going to get from it. You have those people that come to the masjid, for example. You never see them, but when they have a financial need, when they need something from the community, then they pop up. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Man ata al-masjid li shay'in fahuwa hafdhuhu." If that's the reason you're coming, that's all you're going to get. That is your portion of action. And this is, of course, in accordance with the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat, all actions are by intention, wa innama likulli imrin ma nawa, and that every man shall have what they have intended. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that Allah jalla jalalu, he said, ana aghna shuraka'i 'an ash-shirk man 'amila 'amalan ashraka fihi ma'i ghayri taraktuhu wa shirkahu. I don't need anyone to commit shirk. I don't need any action that has shirk in it. You commit shirk in an action, you worship me and then associate a partner to me in that action, taraktuhu wa shirkahu. I will leave you, I will leave your shirk. From the manners of dealing with the masjid is that when we go to the masjid, we should clean ourselves in our own homes. Make wudu in our own homes. Clean our bodies in our own homes. And then proceed to the masjid. Indeed, from the manners that are used in relation to the masjid, is that we reach the masjid so as to hear the muadhin. And we listen for the muadhin. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in a hadith collected by, narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, collected by Imam Muslim. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْمُؤَذِّنَ فَقُولُوا مِثْنَ مَا يَقُولُ ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّا. If you hear the muadhin, say as the muadhin says. And then send the salah and salam upon me. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا. If you send the blessings of Allah upon me, Allah Ta'ala will send 10 times the blessings upon you. ثُمَّ سَلُوا اللَّهَ لِيَ الْوَسِيلَةَ. And then ask Allah Ta'ala for me al-wasila. Al-wasila is that al-maqam al-mahmood. That praiseworthy status that the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam will have. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we stand for 50,000 years and the hisab has not begun, and the people, they go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then they go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and none of them want to stand in front of Allah. Each one of them will say, my Lord is angry in a manner today that he has never been angry before today. He shall never be angry after today. Nafsi, nafsi, just me. I am worried about me. Go to Ibrahim, Adam will say. And Ibrahim, go to Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam, Adam will say. And Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam, he will say the same thing. Me, I'm worried about me. Go to Ibrahim. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will say, I'm worried about me. Go to Musa. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, I'm worried about me. Go to Isa. And Isa will say, I'm worried about me. Go to Muhammad. And the people will go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, this is for me. And he will go and he will fall down in prostration in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will leave him in prostration for as long as he wants to leave him in prostration. And then he will give him permission to stand and ask and intercede, and it shall be accepted. And it is upon that that the hisab shall begin. So to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this is from the manners of going to the masjid. That when you hear the adhan, you send the salah and salam upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him that maqam. These are some of the manners that are in relation to dealing and to going to the masjid. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa ba'd. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, it is important that we hold the masjid in high esteem from those affairs that are befitting, is that we hurry to the masjid so as to get the closest rank, the closest place to the imam when the imam he leads the salah. It's narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسُ مَا فِي النِّدَاءِ وَالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَجِدُوا إِلَّا أَنْ يَسْتَهِمُوا عَلَيْهِ لَاسْتَهَمُوا وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ لَاسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعَتَمَةِ وَالصُّبْحِ لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبًّا. The Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام said, if only the people knew what was in hearing, yani what was there from ajr in hearing the nida, yani the a nida can be both, it can be the adhan and it can be the iqama, and getting the closest place to the imam, the most befitting place for the imam, the most beneficial place in comparison to the imam is the one who stands right behind the imam, and then those that stand to the right of the imam in the first saf, and then those who stand to the left, and then those who are behind them and behind them and behind them, each one of them decreasing in their ajr. This is from the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those that are frontmost, these are those that have reached the masjid sooner than anyone else. In this there is also a clarification of an error many people make. As that they see to be the best place in the masjid, the back of the masjid. Or in this masjid particularly, you come in and the masjid is empty and you already have people sitting upstairs. Ya subhanallah. Imagine if someone came to you and said, if you sit in this front, there is $100,000 for you. And if you sit up top, there's $1,000 for you. Where do you sit? What job do you take if someone gave you that choice? Someone said, take this job. Work over here, 100K. Work over there, you get 1,000. Everyone will rush to the 100K. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the most abundant reward in the front of the masjid, right behind the imam. In that the one who's standing behind the imam has a greater reward than the one who is standing to the right of him. And he's only one place away. He's only one place away. But that is where the reward lies. So seeking out the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He has placed it. We ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that He give us tawfiq in correcting our relationships with the masajid of Allah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Iqamati s-salah.